that hold it together. You had one at the bottom, and you had another one, then one at the top. You had one at the top or at the bottom that hold all your staves. I can't spell ST. Wouldn't be a Y, I don't believe. I'd have to ask
an old person. That game that you used to play, did y'all get it here? The people would get those things and they would come wiggle around them? Hula.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Our kids played with that years. I imagine some of them still have that hula. I'm sure.
The hula.
So I know the hula.
Okay, well. When they went out and went alligator hunting, how did they catch them out there in the marshes?
Well, a long time ago, when they had to go out, like I tell you, in little ditches to get out there and both, they'd hunt them in the holes. Mm. In summertime, you'd get yourself a long pole, about 12, 13 foot long.
What would it have at the end of it?
A hook, a big metal hook. You'd go out in the woods and find you a pole that would be about this big at the bottom, and then it'd keep getting smaller and smaller and smaller, but more 14, 15 foot long. They'd call that an alligator pole. And then you'd go to the shop, to a blacksmith shop, I believe that's what handles iron there, and you'd take a piece of, like a rod, a iron rod, and you'd nail it on that pole, I'd say a foot long, and then let the rod stick out about 6 or 8 inches long, and you'd heat that and carve it into a hook. You know what a hook is? Just something that's crooked. I'll carve it into a hook, but a kind of a big hook, you know, make it turn. Then you'd take your file or cutter, whatever they might have, and you sharpen that to a real sharp hook. And then that's not when you're hunting them in the marsh. Or is that, then you learn to find the alligator holes when you're an old trapper, an old marsh hog. You'd learn to, they'd look, walk around. Then you, by the, where they'd see birds lighting, you know, that the birds would be around those holes for the water. You know, in hot summer days. Well, they'd walk the marsh until they'd find alligators.
Did your husband ever do that?
Oh, Lord, I guess. Worked many, many days. That's all we had to live on in summertime.
They were getting some pretty good catches down there for a
while. Well, they did get a lot of it, but they got nothing for it. If they went out there and made $14, $15, we thought we was rich in one night. Now and then,
when they trap them at night, because they can't see.
Well, then they got so they'd hunt them at night, because they'd hunt them with a light. But I think it's against the law now, and it got against the law. But you see that with this light, you put a headlight on your head, you know, a searchlight on your head, and it throws let's call it a spotlight, and you throw it, and then them alligators, that I think the eyes is just above the water. You see their heads and their eyes just above the water. And then you can shoot them with a rifle or with a gun. They shoot them mostly with these 22 rifles, I think. But then that got against the law, and that's very dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
They don't do that no more.
When y'all went out at night, would you ever make maybe a makeshift thing? Take a rag and put some coal oil in a jug and stuff a rag in it and make a